This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Love, Faith, and Other Dirty Words is a play about interfaith couples negotiating and sometimes battling with one another. It's about the love they share for each other and their kids, and about the devotion to their separate religious and cultural backgrounds, which sometimes tugs them in separate directions.
Six actors play multiple roles, husbands, wives, parents, and clergy, who tell stories about the complexities of modern romance and faith. It's about what happens when Muslims marry Catholics, or in this example, when a Protestant husband named Peter and his Jewish wife Ellen have their annual conversation about the Christmas tree.
I go out and get the smallest balsam that I've ever seen. I bring it home, set it up. Ellen says,
"Oh my God, that thing is enormous!
It was about the height of this table."
Does the National Park Service know you stole a sequoia?
Love, Faith, and Other Dirty Words will be on stage Wednesday and Thursday night at the Modern Theater at Suffolk University. The play was developed by PRISM, the young adult division of the New Center for Arts and Culture. And Brian Fox is chairman of PRISM's production committee. He joins us now. Welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Also with us is Rabbi Lev Baesh. He's director of the Resource Center for Jewish Clergy at interfaithfamily.com. in Newton, and welcome to you, Rabbi Lev. Great to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So, Brian, let me start with you. Love, Faith, and Other Dirty Words. I understand it's drawn from interviews with some 26 Boston area interfaith couples that you and your fellow PRISM members conducted. Where did this idea come from?
Thanks again for having us.
Sure.
PRISM, you know, does lots of programming through the New Center for Arts and Culture. Exploring, you know, arts and culture through a Jewish lens. And we come up with different ideas about what topics we want to cover. And this idea about doing something with interfaith relationships bubbled up to the top. And we decided at first to show a documentary and have a conversation about it. And then when we watched the documentary, or one or two documentaries, we really didn't feel like it was a good fit. So we did some more brainstorming, and then this idea kind of came about. And sort of in the idea of other plays that have been done based on other people's interviews, taken from real life. The Laramie Project is one example.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the idea kind of came to fruition.
And what kinds of questions did you ask these couples? And I guess what surprised you the most about what they told you?
So one of the things we did was we actually had a local reporter teach us how to interview people. So we got some training on that, so to make it comfortable for them, to how to pull out information and things of that nature. And from there, we developed some questions around what their life was like, what their relationship challenges were, what the joys were, and went from there. And that was sort of the crux of the questions about what's their relationship like and what the nuances are.
Sure. Now, Rabbi Lev, I understand that PRISM reached out to you as someone who works with a lot of interfaith couples. So how does this play capture what you see and hear in your work?
One of the beauties of the play is that there are several couples represented in composite in the couples that are on the stage. So it represents a range of perspectives of different couples, from those who struggle at the beginning of relationship, those who sort of figure out that their challenges come up later in their relationship, and those who kind of make it through without really facing any major struggles at all.
Sure. Well, let's listen to another clip from the production. Here we're going to hear a Jewish character named Ellen, who we heard earlier. She's married to Peter, who's Protestant. So they're one of these interfaith couples. And here she is talking about the term interfaith, with which she's not entirely comfortable. Let's listen.
Judaism is not just what I profess. It's who I am. It's in your blood, even if you're not observant. So it's probably more precise to say interfaith cultural. But then you sound like National Public Radio.
Well, we are, of course, part of National Public Radio, but let's dig into that a little bit. Interfaith cultural term a little more. Rabbi Lev, what does Ellen mean by that? What's the sort of struggle she's dealing with there?
Yeah, I think one of the problems with language around religion is that faith is only the center of religions that base their belief system on belief, on faith. Judaism tends to be a religious culture, an identity, a family tradition. And so calling a couple interfaith when one of them comes from a faith tradition and one of them comes from a family tradition or a cultural tradition, it's kind of hard to use the same language. The other issue I think she was facing or focusing on was that many of the couples that we call interfaith are actually intercultural, that they are not practicing the religion of their origin or the religion of their ancestors in an intense way. It comes around the holidays, it comes around family functions, life cycle events, but not on a day-to-day practice. So, so what they recognize as religion is more like the cultural overlay manifestations.
Now, and you mentioned that this comes up a lot, that this tension can come up a lot during holidays. And one of the squabbles that comes up, and you guys focus on it in an interfaith marriage, is this issue around a Christmas tree. Mm-hmm. And Brian, let me come to you about this. To buy a Christmas tree or not to buy a Christmas tree, and this, we're sticking with the same sort of Protestant Jewish couple. How much did this subject reoccur? How often did it reoccur?
It came up pretty much every time with all the interviews, whether it was directly about the Christmas tree or other symbols, but mostly the Christmas tree, because that's the popular one to deal with around December, right? The December dilemma.
Sure.
So yeah, it's definitely an issue that came up in the interviews. And what we really wanted to explore is like, well, that might be the symptom or the surface level, but what's underneath it? And I think that's where the play tries to dive into, is beyond whether it's Jewish Protestant or Jewish or Catholic, you know, Buddhist, whatever it may be. We're really trying to explore not just this question within the Jewish community, but what other cultures also face this identity faith issue when there's couples of different backgrounds.
Sure. And Rabbi Lev, how do you counsel couples of different backgrounds like this over this particular issue? I mean, is the key word here compromise? What's the key to getting through this?
Yeah, so I'm a mediator by trade. So I don't like the term compromise. I think people shouldn't have to give up something to get something, but rather for couples to think about what are the underlying principles that they want to celebrate around the holidays. What really matters to them? Is it about family tradition? Is it about the values they want to have in their household and the ones that they want to pass on to their children, the ones they want to represent to their community? And how can they create celebration that celebrates what it is that matters to both of them individually and together as a couple? And then I think the Christmas tree sort of falls into the background a little bit, and they start to think about what is it that really matters to them, and is, can they substitute something for this particular decoration, or is it in fact okay to actually have a Christmas tree in the house and to try it out for a year because they can go the next year without one. It's not going to break anything to test something out, you know, once and see what it feels like and maybe modify it year to year.
Sure. So there's another controversy that comes up in the play, Brian, that you deal with, and it's about the parents. And I'm going to play another clip. So here's a clip from the play of the mother of a Catholic woman, Jennifer, talking about the tension she experiences when visiting the parents of her Jewish son-in-law. I think I've got that right, so let's listen.
It's always awkward, picking your way carefully through the conversation for fear of stepping on some landmine. Oops, I said the stimulus! And what's forever lurking behind our clenched smiles is the conviction that they don't like our daughter. I mean, they do like her in the sense that they might like a Christian colleague at work, but they still don't accept her, despite all of the effort that she has put into this marriage.
So that sounds deep and heavy. But Brian, I understand that you've actually devoted one of the performances of the play to couples and the other performance to parents, right?
That's right. Yeah. This initially was designed and developed for people, you know, in their 20s, 30s, maybe early 40s. But as we started to explore and develop the play, we realized that there's another demographic that has to deal with this and wants to deal with this as well. So we have talk back sessions after each play, both on the 28th and on the 29th this week. And Wednesday night is for the quote-unquote younger crowd, and then the 29th is specifically for parents and grandparents of people who have, you know, children who are interfaith couples, so they can feel open and safe to talk however they'd like, in either demographic for each night.
And let me ask both of you, I'll start with you, Rabbi Lev. What do you hope people take away from this play, both interfaith couples and couples who may be from the same faith?
Some of what we hope they take from it is that they get to see themselves in the production. And so when they go home to talk to each other and to their families, they can use some of the language of the play to help flesh out some of the dilemmas they've been dealing with, and also to say thank you in the places where they notice that in their relationship and in their families, there is a kind of acceptance that they don't see in some of the couples that are on the stage. So,
sure.
So really that. And also, I think, it gives them a chance to talk about the issues that they've been dealing with at home, either internally or having a struggle with, by being able to speak about these abstract characters on the stage rather than really having to turn to each other and say, here's what it is that you do that bothers me, but here's something that I think interfaith couples have to deal with.
Well, the play is Love, Faith, and Other Dirty Words. It's on the stage tomorrow and Wednesday at the New Center for Arts and Culture. There's a lot of information about that at radioboston.org. Brian Fox is chair of the production committee for the play Love, Faith, and Other Dirty Words. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
And Rabbi Lev Ba'esh, director of the Resource Center for Jewish Clergy at interfaithfamily.com. And Newton, thank you. Rabbi Lev, great to have you.
A pleasure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.